What happened?
Just like everybody else, laid us off. Been there 21 years and got laid off.
Why?
Reduction in force. Cut back on everything. I don't know what it's coming to.
Daddy's been around the house too long. He's watching TV, drinking beer, and singing crazy songs. He don't ever yell at us, so something must be wrong.
Times are bad. He gets up, drinks his coffee, and reads the one ads. Then he wanders round the house, or maybe mows the lawn. Daddy's been around the house too long.
I want to hear that factory whistle blow, just the way it used to sound before. And maybe it'll scare away the wolf that's at my door. I want to hear that factory whistle blow.
Daddy used to spend his weekends lazy. Now Mama says he's about to drive her crazy.
In the kitchen fussing till the secret storm comes on.
Daddy's been around the house too long.
I want to hear that factory whistle blow. Yeah, Daddy's been around the house too long.
There's an old guy, I guess he's always known hard times. And he usually hangs out around the 4th Avenue where the trash cans are. And we was looking for him, wanted to get him to talk to him about things, but we couldn't find him. Nobody's seen him around lately. Anyway.
Bottles and boxes and 10 miles a day, he walks slowly, making his rounds. Picking up bottles and boxes and papers and anything else we throw down. He's humpback and wrinkled, but unlike Van Winkle, he doesn't sleep his life away. And he speaks so seldom that some of us wonder just what the old man has to say. Some folks laugh at him, but he doesn't notice. He goes right on about his day, picking up bottles and boxes and papers and pieces of life thrown away. Too big and tattered are clothes that he gathered from boxes thrown into the street. He hides from the rain under store building awnings and stays in the shade in the heat. Sisters and mothers and daddies and brothers, he has none as far as I know. Just bottles and boxes, they're his little Fort Knoxes, but to us, they're just something to throw. Some folks laugh at him, but he doesn't notice. He goes right on about his day, living with bottles and boxes and papers and pieces of life thrown away. Bottles and boxes, and 10 miles a day he walks slowly, making his rounds, picking up bottles and boxes and papers and anything else we throw down.